From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Last week I made comments about the lack of presence in the community of some of our regulators and the impact the lack of service was having on our pursuit of amateur radio and other users of radio spectrum. Perhaps by chance, maybe by coincidence, or was it kismet, the ACMA posted recruitment messages for trainee field staff. You can look it up on social media, the ACMA website, or under news items on the WIA web pages. It will be a relief to the many people who have looked to the regulator to have a contingent of field staff to deal with the many investigations and site surveys that are needed. There is a history of amateurs joining the regulatory body, by its various names, over the years, and it is an opportunity to receive training which will provide a career path and expand the knowledge that people have accumulated in amateur radio. Here are opportunities for listeners to grow in a professional area of communications and enjoy the benefits of their previous studies for a licence in this pursuit. It seems that our reporters have cottoned on to the official announcement of the La Niña weather pattern, which we are starting to experience currently. It would appear from the news reports that this climactic condition only started on the day of the Bureau of Meteorology's announcement, rather than it has been a development over the past few months, and particularly observation boxes to be formally announced. We have had the first cyclone develop to the northwest of the continent, and we should be prepared for more severe weather events to overtake us. Not only the deluges and the electrical storms that we have experienced in the past days, but also there are warnings of more flooding and fires. The solar observations provide an interesting set of numbers for people to digest, with flares producing auroras and some interesting bright spots we could or might get good to or poor radio conditions in the next week or so. For the Sirius DXer, there are good reasons to check daily on the observations and predictions available online. For the old-fashioned operators, get on air and call CQ and see what happens. It's a bit like going swimming, in that until you put your toe in the water, you won't truly know what conditions are like. Maybe I'm too cynical, but our postal service is encouraging us to post early for the Christmas mail rush and claiming it is prepared to handle the increased volume of articles. It was barely a couple of months ago that social media and the TV stations were carrying stories of the tremendous backlog of articles awaiting sorting and delivery. To temper my view of Australia Post Service, I've been waiting for delivery of some small items. One was delivered midweek, having taken a bit over a fortnight to travel from Sydney to southeast Queensland. I'm still hoping for the other to escape its incarceration and arrive at my QTH. So with coastal dwellers amongst us, I hope you stay safe and dry and manage some interesting DX when conditions allow. And just a point of interest, my amateur radio magazine arrived before I received the email announcement of the digital version. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.